You're listening to one in a series of podcasts from the 2009 High Ed Web Conference in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
For the folks that were on Twitter today, it was just a total nightmare, right? I mean, people were going nuts with the keynote speaker. So for this guy and for brands like him, maybe, schools. Ouch. Honestly, I tell him the same thing. He needs to listen to the conversation. He needs to be engaged and listen to the conversation. So no bashing there. My agenda with catchy words. Trust me, top 10 list, tool belt, number crunching, and pumpkin pie. Always like to end with food. Okay, so right now someone is talking about in your institution online. Probably not like right now, but you know, in the next 10 minutes, half an hour, depending on how big you are. And so, you know, there could be somebody saying, your school sucks, right? That would be the worst. They would never say that. Oh my God. Never. Parking's horrible, you know. I hate my teacher. And then there are the students, alumni. I love my school. I love what I'm doing. Everything's groovy. And you're like, what do I care, right? What do I care what these folks say? We care because people trust what these folks are saying. This is an interesting statistic from Nielsen from April 2009. 70% of consumers trust opinions online. 90% of consumers trust recommendations from people they know. So 62%, all of the TV advertising that you're doing, 62% of consumers trust TV advertising. And then we go to search PPC. A lot of colleges do this. 41% of consumers trust search engine results ads. So 70% of consumers trust what they are reading. Opinions on forums, Facebook, what have you. And so that's why we're here, right? The top 10 list, and I'm going to go into detail on why these things are important. Poor Dave Letterman, that's the background. Isn't he taking a backlashing too? Ooh. 10 reasons why you should listen. Here's the first 5. Understanding perception and reputation. So, you know, today is a perfect example. You know, what is the perception of me out there? The hashtag we were, you know, listening to the keynote speaker, not very positive. You know, schools might find that they are doing great things. Maybe their programs they think are stellar. But then when they start to listen to the conversation, they're finding out, you know, maybe we need to have a little bit of improvement there. Identify engagement strategies. So a lot of times clients come to me and they say, I want to be on Flickr, and I want to be on YouTube and Facebook and Ustream. And I ask them, you know, are your students there? Do you have any photos? You know, with Flickr, that's the best. I don't have any photos, or I have no videos. Well, you should definitely be on YouTube or Flickr then. You know, identify based on where people are engaged, you know, how, what spaces you should be playing in. Gather competitive intelligence. I'm going to show you tools to do this. So the really cool thing is you could use these tools and see what people are saying about your competitors and then act on that. Be spies. Website enhancements. I'm going to go into that further. Tweak advertising initiatives. So, you know, you're seeing that a lot of people are talking about your community, your sense of community. But you might be advertising something completely different. You know, think about if there's a volume with that conversation, maybe we should tweak our advertising to speak to the audience. The tools that I'm going to show you, you're able to look at the key influencers. I call them your soldiers, your brand ambassadors. You're able to see, you know, who's talking about you the most. Where are they talking? What does their audience look like? You never know. You might need to use these brand ambassadors when you're having the conversation out there, when you have a new program that you want to let other people know about. Crisis management. So a school that we work with is doing serious parking things, parking issues. And so they're trying to assess the backlash by using social media and engage with their students to try to give them the appropriate information. Free focus group. You know, focus groups are expensive. So why not use, you know, social media to harness that? Influence the conversation. I'll go into that in more detail. Build loyalty and presence. So the tool belt. These are tools that I'm going to go over today. Some of you might have used them. There are so many more out there. I know that. But these are tools that I use very often. So first one is Yahoo Pipes. Has anybody ever heard of Yahoo Pipes? Cool. Okay. A couple of folks. So basically, it aggregates different feeds into one big feed. So you could look at images, video, blogs, Twitter. If there are different communities, College Confidential and other communities that you want to track, you would be able to pull it into this feed. I'm going to show you an example. All right, maybe not. So it's basically modules that have been set up, and I could put in any keyword, the number of images I want to get back, and I can run the pipe. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, Google Reader and this goes into your Google Reader. I'm sorry. It goes into Google Reader. So, I can basically pull this keyword and number of images, and I could pull it into, if you see the little icon, it pulls it into my Google Reader. So then I create a folder within my Google Reader for the conversation. And so this does, you can do a search within Yahoo Pipes, and so it's pipes.yahoo.com, and people have created all different types of pipes. You could search LinkedIn questions, so if somebody is asking a lot of times, like, where should I get my MBA, that's kind of a broad question, but, you know, people ask different things on there. You would be able to pull a feed from Yahoo Pipes and see those questions. So you might be, you might have a brand ambassador, a soldier, who should say, you know, be part of your army. You should check out our school. We have great offerings. You should check out my school. So great little nugget, free resource, and fun to play around with. TweetDeck. How many people use TweetDeck? So, most folks. This is my TweetDeck. It's for the folks who don't use it. It's an desktop application, and you are able to listen to the conversation based on keywords. So you can set up crazy columns. You can follow people from this. You can retweet. You can email tweets, direct message tweets. Carnegie Mellon, who's a client of ours, they use this, and they basically, anytime somebody says, I applied at Carnegie Mellon, or I just got into CMU, they will respond. And so they'll say, hey, we're looking forward to seeing you, you know, this semester. So different ways to engage, you know, not only just putting information out there about your events, news, what have you. Yes, ma'am. Oh, no, they respond in all different ways. CMU responds in all different ways. I don't see a lot of schools doing what they do in terms of, like, congratulations for getting in and really taking the extra step in terms of the engagement. So they're kind of scouring their keywords. Carnegie Mellon does. They actually, Carnegie Mellon has about, at this point, I think, 4 Twitter accounts. So they have admissions, news, alumni. I feel like I'm missing more, but they have quite a few. And, pardon? So, I mean, in terms of listening conversation for Twitter, TweetDeck is a great tool. So listen and engage. And with TweetDeck, you can also do multiple accounts. So it sounds like you have multiple accounts that you manage, or you have your own. <Uh-oh>. Watch out. Yeah. Okay. So you could, with TweetDeck, you could tweet, you know, using this one interface. It is a little scary. It is a little scary. Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yes, sir. Yeah. No, it's a good. It is. I'm just a fan of, yeah, but definitely that's another tool to use, yeah. There's all kinds of Tweet Grid. It seems like there's an app for everything. Social Mention, has anybody ever heard of this? Favorite, my favorite. So how many, everybody kind of, do you guys use it? So, Social Mention is listening to the conversation, and I put conversation because it's images, blogs, photos, message boards, comments, events, and it aggregates it for you in real time. Social Mention, it's a free tool. And the cool thing with this, I went to Nazareth College, so that's why I use this as an example. You are able to see sentiment with this, and I caution the sentiment here because a lot of times the negative is not negative. You can download this as an Excel and kind of scour it. The negative is based on keywords. So if I said I had, you know, a bad day today at school at Nazareth, it would consider it negative, where it might not be, it's just me personally having a bad day and nothing against the school. So you just have to be careful with the negative sentiment. It also will show you top users, so people that are talking about your school or competitor schools. So you could, you know, use that for your key influencers. Keywords. So when you start to think about pay-per-click campaigns, SEO, different strategies, you know, start to take a look at what the people are having conversations about. To the right of the on the presentation, you're able to, like I said, pull it down as in an Excel format. You're also able to email it to yourself or pull it into an RSS feed. So in terms of the value of this, and what I found schools really get jazzed over, is when you start to see message boards or comments. So for this example, there are students that are posting on message boards saying, I'm conflicted between two schools. I'm thinking about Nazareth and another school. Or, you know, what should I do about the application process? All kinds of questions. And they're, so to speak, ripe for the taking. And so, you know, you can either engage or, you know, if you have student ambassadors, have them engage. But definitely, you know, here's one, help with college. I'm thinking about going to both RIT and Nazareth College. I didn't get the best ACT, SAT scores, so I'm nervous about RIT. I'm thinking about going to Mississippi College for master in psych. Resolved question, does Nazareth College in Rochester, New York offer nursing courses? So, I mean, these are all these questions that are out there that people are asking that, you know, you can answer or have somebody, your student ambassadors answer. Radian 6, anybody use Radian 6? So Radian 6 is a free tool. It's a pay tool. And it's a very cool interface. I'm just going to go into it real quick. Perhaps. And so Radian 6, you pay $500 per 10,000 mentions. $500 per 10,000 mentions. And so here is the dashboard that you can that you get. I've already set it up Nazareth to be a demo. This is awesome. And I saw a tweet about live demos don't do. And now I'm falling into that category. And there'll probably be a tweet about it too. All right. But I'm listening. All right, that's okay, because I come prepared. Okay, so Radian 6, you put in keywords similar to social mention, but it slices and dices it for you in a pretty fashion. So I, again, used Nazareth as an example. And going there, I know that there are some key programs. So I wanted to see, in terms of conversation, which programs are getting the most. So I put nursing, music therapy, teaching, speech pathology. And I was able to see that nursing is having the most conversation. But maybe my goal is, you know, if I'm Nazareth, that I really want to promote speech pathology. I really need to move enrollment in speech pathology. Well, now I'm able to track using something like this to see, okay, am I making the movement? Am I making the percentage go up with speech pathology? I'm also able to see with nursing, where people are engaged in. So on the right-hand side, we see that it's forums and blogs. And I could click on the interface if my live demo was working, and I could see what the exact conversation is, the live conversation. And through Radian 6, I would be able to engage in that space. I'm able to see how many people commented on, if it's a blog post, how many people commented, more information about the blogger. It's really cool, little espionage kind of information. Okay, so this isn't too exciting right here. This is one of the tools that they have. It's a cloud. But what you could use this for, again, is for search initiatives. If you're trying to find buzzwords about your school for advertising, you could use something like this. And basically, it just, it's color-coded. So Nazareth and college, big shocker, is the most keywords somebody's talking about. And then it's Cayuga. And then it's these Geneseo weekend second volleyball. And then it's team school, SUNY set storm. And then the green ones. It's definitely, cloud is kind of like, but you could use it to your advantage with your initiatives. One of the other tools that it does is influencers. So it's going to give you your key influencers. It's going to show you how many comments they had on their blog post about you, how many people have linked to that post. So you're able to see, who are the people that are talking about me? Maybe it's in a bad light, right? Maybe it's somebody that's bashing you that you need to engage with. Another cool tool that it has is a media type trend. So say you have your social media plan and you are dabbling in Facebook. You have some photos on Flickr, you're on YouTube. You're able to see the conversation happening in that space. So this is a 30-minute, a month capture of the conversation. So you're able to see the most of the conversation is happening on micromedia, which is Twitter, and then blogs, and so on and so forth. So you're able to see, what we're doing in terms of engagement. Is it working? Yes, sir.
How much is their most modestly priced package?
Yeah, that is the most modestly priced package. It is the most, it's $500. Yeah. Anytime you're, on a photo, if it's tagged with your school, that's a mention. YouTube tagged, that's a mention. Anytime within the internets, your name is on there, it's a mention. Yeah. It could happen pretty quick, yeah. Per month, yeah. But then you could also, let's just say there is a blog or that's a newspaper blog. A newspaper blog that is probably just giving you press, you would be able to negate that one so that wouldn't be part of your stream. So you can filter it if you don't want certain posts. Say your blog, you have a blog, you could take that out of the mentions. You could take that out of the mentions so that it wouldn't count that as your conversations. Yes, sir. Yeah, so this one is a little more engaging. There's actually a workspace behind it. So I could assign and make comments within each conversation. So I could assign it to, let's just say, admissions and say, you need to really follow up with this tweet or with this blog post. and you can put comments behind it. And then the graphics are a little more jazzier than social mention. You're on your own. And then with this, you can add competitors. So you could look at, this is not a school, this is an example that social mention has. So you could see to the left is back pain. So the conversation that's happening on back pain. And then you're able to see on the right is like Motrin, Tylenol, Bayer. So you're able to track who's having the most conversation. So let's just say the keyword is MBA. And you put in your competitors. You're able to see who's having the most conversation about MBA. So it's kind of cool when you start to look at, you know, what are our competitors? You know, how do we stack up, so to speak, against our competitors? And so all of these, in terms of Radiant 6, they are downloadable as a JPEG with their fancy pies and graphics. You could also download it as a CSV if you wanted to manipulate the data yourself. So, or you could email it. Another thing is you could have the reports emailed to you every day and emailed to other people if you wanted to. The one thing I want to mention is I actually saw today that there's rumblings that Microsoft might buy Radiant 6. So I don't know what that means for Radiant 6. It's an awesome tool, and it looks like Microsoft thinks it's awesome too. So we'll see what happens in the future weeks. Number crunching. So measurement. I kind of divide it into three things, and it's reputation, participation, and visibility. And this can mean something completely different for everybody. You know, your marketing goals may be, in terms of you want to be looked at as the number one school for nursing. So in terms of your efforts and what you're tracking, you know, you're gonna want to focus on that. Because it's going to get overwhelming. I mean, social media is already overwhelming. You have to kind of put focus on it and what you want to track. And the same thing with your social media goals. You know, what are you trying to get out of your social media? And so we look at these three things. And so we look at, in terms of reporting, and this is usually in some big Excel multi-tab spreadsheet. Influence. So, you know, what are the influencers? Who are the influencers? What are they saying? You know, how big is their audience? How are they changing the perception? The sentiment, is it positive? Is it negative? What's the trend behind that? You know, are we seeing that, you know, every month that you're getting more positive and hopefully you have like little to no negative? Content contribution. So are people really excited about your school and they're posting on Flickr groups and they're putting, you know, or they're just posting on Flickr and YouTube, adding, you know, posts to your blog. Special Twitter tracking. So, you know, retweets. There's a really cool tool called Twitter Analyzer, and that actually will show you where your friends are coming or your followers, where they are geographically, what their makeup is by occupation, and that is based on your profile. That's based on your profile. So if I say I'm a dreamer on my profile, that's what you're gonna get. Like, so it is based on the profile information. And it gives you a breakout, so there's 50% business professionals, 10% students, what have you. Content consumption, so, you know, how many people are looking at your YouTube, how many people are you know, making comments on your Facebook page. Site traffic metrics, and that goes back to Google Analytics. I'm really taking a look at setting up funnels for your social media and seeing how people are engaged when they're coming through from those social media channels. Linkbacks, RSS subscriptions, impressions, conversion rate. So, you know, if you are doing campaigns, social media campaigns, that you're able to look at your ROI, you know, how well did it perform? I'm doing, you know, I'm tweeting, and I have a bit.ly on, you know, request a guide or, you know, looking for apply now information. So, you know, tracking those kind of calls to action. The share of the conversation. So similar to the graph that I was showing with Bayer, you know, how do I stack up with the competition? And then conversation volume. So, you know, seeing how much volume is talking about, you know, my institution. And pumpkin pie. So, you know, listening is just part of the pie. It's just an important part, and a lot of times people forget about it. But, you know, it's important that you listen, you monitor, and you discover what's happening out there, and then you go back and engage, which is what everybody does, is the engagement part, the fun part. So, and that's it. Do you guys have any questions? Yes, ma'am. So somebody has tweeted a negative thing. Yeah, I mean, I would use your influencers wisely, you know. And again, I would be very careful with negative feedback too. I know that a lot of schools are even looking at rules of engagement policies, social media policies to figure out, you know, if somebody, if a student bashes somebody else, what should I do? You know, if a student bashes a professor, what should I do? So, you know, I think that would be the first thing, is to kind of get your arms around what should we do in terms of rules of engagement. Yeah. If it's a misstatement, I would just say, hey, just wanted to let you know that. I would even say, like, or I was, as an institution, hey, just wanted to let you know that this is the right information, and send them to the landing page, perhaps, that the information's at. No, not at all. If it was the wrong information, like say there's a stat, for instance, that is way off, right? Is way off. You're ranked number 5, and they said you're ranked number 15 or something. You could say, hey, I just wanted to let you know, we're actually ranked number 5, and here's the information. Here's the landing page to the stats. Yeah. So how do you approach? Well, you know, how you approach the influencer is you would you kind of scope them out with the listening, right? And then you would ask them, same as you have ambassadors for admissions. Hey, we see that you're really passionate about our school. You know, would you mind kind of helping us champion, be the voice online? So the same as with the missions, when you have the ambassadors that way. Yeah. Yes, ma'am. As it is. Yeah, so that is an intimidating, all those different things. Again, I go back to, those are things like a kind of throwing them up on the table, right, or on the wall. But then go back to the slide before, and it's like, what's important to me? What's important to me? Because those things like RSS, that might not be important to you. Like, figure out what are my goals, you know, and then kind of take that piece. But no, it's an ugly, it's an Excel spreadsheet, and it's not pretty, and sometimes it takes a while to do. So. Yes, ma'am. Yes. So, you know, administrator, I would show them, I would almost make yourself a little dashboard. Make a dashboard that, you know, almost like in a PowerPoint, because we're talking about administrators. You need pictures and blocks of, yeah. So, I mean, I would just put it in a dashboard. And then I would do a couple of conversations like I was showing you where you're like, I'm deciding between this school and that school. When they start to see the information that the messaging that's or conversation that's out there that they're kind of missing, then all of a sudden they're like, hey, where do I sign up? Where do I sign up? But I would put it in some kind of dashboard where you're kind of looking at qualitative and quantitative information. Yes, ma'am. Sir, you were shaking your head. I would tell you, I mean, to go back, like Carnegie Mellon and Tepper School of Business, they're doing it. They have their little army that is listening to the conversation. And then they have another little army, a little, like one or two, one army that, you know, is engaging in the conversation. Yeah. And then we have, yeah, I mean, we have clients that just ask us to do the monitoring, and we send them a weekly dashboard, and then they do the, you know, they do the engagement. We give them the takeaways, the highlights. Yes, sir. That's awesome. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
I know I've already asked. I do a lot for the school itself, and I'm always trying to get smaller groups to pay more attention to PhD levels. Mm-hmm. They always say, I think they're not good people. How long does this, I want to get it down to 30 minutes a week. I want them to devote no more than 30 minutes a week or something like that. Is that possible? Or how much time do you take on a client?
So there's a client that's a higher ed client that I actually spend 4 hours a week devoted to them with listening, but they're listening to competitors, to certain keywords, and so it takes a little bit more time. But I think, you know, a couple of minutes, you know, maybe, well, really, with Twitter, you should be listening, you should have your tweet deck up all the time. But, you know, it seems kind of light, half an hour a week, to be honest with you. Yeah. I'm like, It seems kind of light. It seems like you need a little more time to devote to it. Yeah. Yeah. True. Right. Or you do a big dump. Yeah, almost like you do a big dump and you actually filter what they need to, you give them the information that they need, each department. No problem. I think we're wrapping up, right? But if you guys, you know, if you have any more questions, please feel free to email me or tweet me. I thank you. Thank you for the conversation.